always dig into the world of music when I guest host here on the Steve Gruber Show. Anniversaries, birthdays, number ones on this day. Music, a big part, big passion of mine. And this is a personal one. I don't know how many others out there will know who this person is, but that's okay. If you do, then we're on the same wavelength musically. John Langford, a birthday today. John Langford turning 62, guitarist and vocalist of the great band The Mekons, and also of a Chicago alt-country type group called The Waco Brothers, who I've seen a handful of times live. And a tremendous artist, by the way, too. Head to John Langford's website. You see all the art he's done. And this one from the Waco Brothers' second album. John Langford turns 62 years old today. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us at Scott Bertram on Twitter. And you can find the show, of course, stevegruber.com or at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. We welcome into the program former Israeli Mayor David Rubin. He is the author of Trump and the Jews. You can find more at davidrubinisrael.com. David, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
You're welcome. Good to be with you, Scott.
Thanks for the time this morning. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez attacking President Trump, David, calling him an anti-Semite, being anti-Semitic for calling Adam Schiff Shifty Schiff. It's not the first time. It likely won't be the last time the accusation is lobbed against the president. What do you think? Is President Trump anti-Semitic in any way?
Well, people are going to call him anti-Semitic along with racist, along with any name in the book that they think can bring him down as president. But I'm telling you, as an Israeli, as an American Israeli who was born and raised in the United States, but grew up in the United States in New York. But I've been living in Israel for over 27 years, and I have been wounded. I was wounded in a terrorist attack in Israel. I have suffered for Israel and the Jewish people, and I'm going to tell you that President Trump is the best friend that the Jewish people have ever had in the White House. So it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. But what do you expect from Ocasio-Cortez? You know, she's ignorant. She knows nothing about Israel. She knows nothing about the Jewish people. And I think she needs a bit of a lesson. And I'd be happy to talk to her about it if she needs some guidance about Israel and the Jews.
Well, I wouldn't be sitting right next to the phone there, David. I'm not sure that calls would have come from her. What have you seen thus far from President Trump? You said he's the best friend that Israel's had in the White House. What has he done? What has been so impressive about his time in the White House thus far for you?
Well, look, I'm not here to speak about the things that he's done for the economy, which have been tremendous. But you know, when it comes to Israel and his relationship with the United States, relationship with Israel, President Trump has been tremendous. He took the steps that no other president has ever taken. He moved the embassy, the U.S. embassy, to Jerusalem, which is Israel's eternal capital. You know, for 3,000 years, we have been praying facing the direction of the land of Israel and Jerusalem. So to have a president that finally has the courage to take that step and the conviction to take that step and recognize Jerusalem as our capital is a big thing. He recognized the Golan Heights, strategic Golan Heights in the north of Israel near Syria. He recognized it as Israeli sovereign territory. We declared it sovereign territory a long time ago, but it's nice to have our friend in Washington concurring with us on that. He cut off financial aid to the Palestinian Authority, which has been funding terrorists. You know, I mentioned a few minutes ago that my 3-year-old son and I were wounded in a terrorist attack. Those terrorists are in jail. But they are still getting funding from the Palestinian Authority. Every single month,
right. They
get a salary from the Palestinian Authority. And President Trump took the step of cutting off the funding that the United States was giving to the Palestinian Authority. That was a big move, a bold move. And of course, his opposition to Iran and the Iran nuclear program and putting heavy sanctions on Iran. All of those things are tremendous, Scott. And it's important to understand that this president, not to mention that he has a daughter who's Jewish and a son-in-law who's Jewish and Jewish grandchildren who he loves dearly. To say that this president isn't a great friend of the Jewish people is absolutely ridiculous, and people are getting other issues mixed up in the hatred of this president.
David Rubin with us, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, author of the book Trump and the Jews. More at davidrubinisrael.com or shilohisraelchildren.org. There are actual physical anti-Semitic attacks happening in New York City on a regular basis. I don't know how much you know about that. But when we have these false charges, like against the president, what does that mean for the real cases we have of anti-Semitism? We've got about 40 seconds or so, David.
Well, I am well aware of the anti-Semitism, and I think that we have to focus on the facts. Okay, if someone is anti-Semitic, if someone is found guilty of committing an anti-Semitic attack against an innocent Jewish civilian, he should be punished severely. That has nothing to do with President Trump. What it does have to do is hatred and probably the oldest disease in the modern world, which is anti-Semitism, and it needs to be. Those people need to be punished. Period.
David Rubin. Find out more at davidrubinisrael.com, his book, Trump and the Jews. David, thanks for joining us here on The Steve Gruber Show.